Muslims in Austria have not been faring well since the far-right rose to power. The Documentation and Counseling Center on Islamophobia says assaults on Muslims increased by 74% last year, documenting 540 Islamophobic incidents in 2018.
Austria's right-wing government has announced plans to ban girls under the age of 10 from wearing headscarves in kindergartens and primary schools. Representatives of Muslim communities say this is just another government attempt to legitimize anti-Muslim racism.
Speakers at a public seminar in Vienna say the ban deliberately discriminates against Muslims and jeopardizes the basic principles of democracy.
Headscarves have been banned in kindergartens and are going to be banned in primary schools and for teachers and public servants. I am a law expert, not a child trainer, but I believe there is no need to ban the headscarf for girls and teachers because headscarves do not pose any threat to society.
One of the messages of the seminar was that Muslims and non-Muslims should work together to counter discriminatory policies.
I think it's important that women have the freedom to choose. It's important that Muslim women do not face discrimination or isolation for displaying religious symbols.
Muslim educator Zahra Arfa says attitudes towards Muslims are changing at a rapid pace.
Muslim girls are afraid to wear a headscarf in public for fear of a backlash. This has led to Muslim women to feel less confident. Our girls are not allowed to wear a headscarf, but other religious symbols are allowed.
The rise in anti-Muslim racist attacks is seen as part of a broader European trend fueled by the policies of far-right populist parties. And there's a risk that this negative attitude is becoming increasingly normalized. Homa Lezgi, Press TV, Vienna.